Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before I get to the next topic, the number of you have been kind enough to either call or write to me saying that you enjoyed the historical references on this show and the historical nature of the context in a lot of what we're talking about. If you want to learn some more about that, I just published a novel called Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D, Milwaukee Jihad. It's available for purchase anywhere, but the easiest is go on Amazon and buy Milwaukee Jihad. And you'll see a number of the things that we've talked about on this show, but more importantly, a number of historical contexts that may be something you're not aware of. So if you're interested in that kind of thing, and some of you are from your letters and calls, appreciate it very much. Go on Amazon and order Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D, by Matthew Flynn. Well, we're going to go to Florida to one of my least favorite Republicans, Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis is sniffing around to run for president. And, you know, he's sort of a dour individual, but he's not Trump. On the other hand, he is very pugnacious and contentious. I don't think he's going to make it. But that's not why I'm raising him now. He has a press secretary named Christina Pushaw, P-U-S-H-A-W. Christina Pushaw, his press secretary, which means if he ever became president, she would be DeSantis's Jen Psaki. You know, in other words, the press secretary you'd see every day giving press conferences. She was contacted by the Department of Justice for being an unregistered agent for the country of Georgia. Not the state of Georgia, not Atlanta, Georgia, but I'm talking about Tbilisi, Georgia, next to Russia. And she's apparently represented Mikhail Saakashvili, M-I-K-H-E-K, Saakashvili, S-A-A-K-A-S-H-V-I-L-I, the president of Georgia from 2004 to 2013. She got substantial cash plus a rent-free apartment in Tbilisi, which is the capital, T-B-I-L-I-S-I. Now, look, I like traveling. I like going to different places. But I don't need an apartment in Tbilisi, believe me. I don't need an apartment. You go to Ireland, France, the UK, London. You go to Rome, Barcelona, Vienna, Munich, Berlin, Paris, all of that. I don't need an apartment in any of those places. I like to visit them. Why did she have a rent-free apartment in Tbilisi? Why did she get plenty of cash for Mikhail Saakashvili? This reminds me of Mike Flynn, no relation to me, the general, who was Trump's national security advisor for a while until they found out not only what he was doing with Russia, but also that he was representing the country of Turkey, trying to get the U.S. to extradite a guy in Pennsylvania so that he could be arrested and tortured by Erdogan, the president of Turkey. That is a criminal offense to represent a foreign country without registering as a foreign agent. You can do it if you register as a foreign agent, so everybody knows it. Well, Christina Pushaw did not register to be an agent for the country of Georgia, right next to Russia, and an agent for Mikhail Saakashvili, the former president, getting plenty of cash in a rent-free apartment in Tbilisi. You know what she did? She immediately went in and had her lawyers file it. They said retroactively. Well, you know something? Mike Flynn, I think, tried that. You shouldn't be able to do that. Are they going to go after her? I don't know. I mean, they have bigger fish to fry right now. But if this is Ron DeSantis's idea of a press secretary, if this is his idea of who's going to speak for him, that she concealed her work for a foreign country, When this happened, Paul Manafort, you may recall, was appointed chairman of Trump's campaign, and immediately they amended the Republican platform that summer to make it pro-Russian instead of standing up for Ukraine. And they secretly contacted the Ruskies, including Don Trump Jr., saying, don't worry about Obama. When he's out, Trump's in. We're going to lift all the sanctions against Russia. And nobody at the time knew. Nobody at the time knew that they were doing this. They didn't know Mike Flynn was doing it, that he represented Turkey. Now we have this clown, Christina Puschel, representing Georgia. Rent-free apartment in Tbilisi and plenty of cash. So what did DeSantis do about this? Now, what he should have said to her privately is, you know, it's nice knowing you, but, you know, we can't have a, you know, my equivalent of Jen Psaki up there. No one knows who she's representing. And he could do it gracefully, or he could be pugnacious and say, well, she's learned her lesson. No, here's what this guy does. He attacks the Washington Post. He said, it's shameful that they disclose this story. It's a non-story. Oh, really? A non-story? Ask Mike Flynn if it's a non-story. Shameful, he said. Politicizing what? The violation of federal law? Well, yeah. If federal law says that it is a felony not to register as the agent of a foreign country, you don't know what's up from down. You don't know when you hear from a congressman or their staff whose skin in the game they got. They're supposed to represent the United States. And if they are going to represent a foreign country for money, is it an ally of the United States? There are people, for instance, who represent China. They represent Russia. They represent North Korea. Simply because they get paid for it and they register. And you can say, I don't agree with it. Fine. But, you know, as long as they register, and they don't do anything illegal, they registered. But when you start hiding the fact that you're registering, that you represent Turkey or Georgia, that's a different story. And I would only raise this, I wouldn't raise it, if DeSantis weren't in fact leading Trump in some of the straw polls around the country right now. One other thing, this is a rumor, but I think it has some legs. After the elections in November, whatever happens, but especially if the Dems don't do well, it's very common for an incumbent president to fire a cabinet officer or two and replace them to give the appearance and the reality of change. This happens with every president. It happened with Reagan. It happened with George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush. It happened with Clinton. It'll happen inevitably now. The word is that Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, and I think a darn good one, will be replaced. She will just say, thank you, I've served, I'm leaving. And she may be replaced by Gina Raimondo, who's now the Commerce Secretary. And I want to tell you, I think that is good news. I like Janet Yellen. Gina Raimondo is very good. She's a Rhodes Scholar, grew up in Rhode Island, went to LaSalle High School, went to Harvard on a scholarship, became a Rhodes Scholar, very smart, also knows financial matters. And Janet Yellen, in terms of how the response to inflation, the truth is that inflation is not the fault of any president. Inflation is like a fever in a body. It's worldwide. It's caused in part by the supply chain, part by the war in Ukraine. I remember when Les Aspin was replaced as Secretary of Defense by Bill Clinton, after the Mogadishu incident, read Black Hawk Down, and he had to fire somebody, he fired Les. It wasn't Les's fault. He was a friend of mine. Thought that was terrible, but it happened. So stand by. I may be wrong, but that is the rumor. Janet Yellen will be replaced by Gina Raimondo after November. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great call-ins, and always, Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today. It's just house, just ain't no home.